Last summer, a bit of lost history was revealed in North Dakota. Oil and gas construction had revealed a stone site that, upon further inspection, included stone effigies, lodges, and ceremonial areas of Native American people. Two of the researchers who helped identify the site are on the University of Arkansas campus this evening, as this semester's Stigler Lecture Series featured speakers. This morning, Jennifer L. Hardy and Cade M. Ferris came to the Carver Center for Public Radio to talk to Ozarks at Largest Kyle Kellums about their work.
Cade's actually the one that noticed them, a couple of smaller stone circles, and right outside were what we call fire-cracked rock. It was rock that's been heated to the point where it breaks and shatters. And Bruce and Cade had seen that before in sweat lodges, and even in modern sweats that they still conduct in the same manner that they have in the past. You always have this circle of stone and then the discarded rock outside and a fire pit in the middle, and that's what we found over there. So right away, we kind of knew there was more going on here than just people living day to day.
Yeah, and I think that's what was really great is having the tribes out in the field with the archaeologists, which is not a common occurrence. But we were able to bring together that tribal wisdom along with the scientific tools to really make sense of this site in a whole new way that, you know, really is groundbreaking in that sense.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing here. You've got up-to-date, nearly cutting-edge technology, but you have institutional memory of the Native American people there.
Right, and I think that's where we're really trying to, as a company, as archaeologists, Jennifer and myself, we're trying to bring in that tribal perspective, which tends to be overlooked or often seen as an impediment to the process, because it's not an impediment. It's something to enrich the science, I think.
And while when we moved on to the last portion of the site, there were a lot of anomalies out there that, you know, we kind of pointed out. And as we were going along, we were putting a stake in the middle of every feature, which, you know, so each of the stone circles is a feature. The effigies are each a feature. And we noticed that we had some more turtles and some odd-looking things that we weren't quite sure what it was. The grass was up to 2 feet tall in places, so it was hard to see. But we flagged out everything that we thought should be shot in, and as we were going through, we noticed in one area there were stone circles that had a large, almost boulder, a very large stone right in the middle of it. And Bruce said, I think this is important here. This is something. And we were like, well, okay. And he was walking around and he said, this might be a constellation. And, you know, to be honest, my initial reaction was, come on.
You need skepticism in your job, right?
Well, especially when you're looking at you know, the ground with, you know, 2 foot tall grass and we have a lot of glacial erratic material. So that's what they were making the stone circles out of, was this naturally occurring rock that were being formed into these, human constructed designs. And so your first impression is always going to be, well, it's just random, especially some of these larger boulders, which would have been a fairly Herculean task to move into a design like that.
To appease Bruce, we had the surveyor shoot everything in that he was pointing out as being a potential constellation. And Cade and I were both kind of like, oh, we'll do it, but, you know, it's not going to be anything. And we continued on and finished the fieldwork portion. And then when we got back to the office, Cade was actually doing the data download and looking at everything. And he called me over one day. He's like, oh, my God, you got to come over here. You're not going to believe it. And I went over and looked on the screen, and I was like, no way.
What did you have on that screen?
It's the constellation Cygnus, which occurs between early May and October of every year in the Northern Hemisphere. And according to the Ojibwe, the Chippewa people, it signifies, when it starts coming in May, the return of the birds, the waterfowl from down south. And, of course, in October, it leaves again, and so it's considered the great thunderbird, which brings in all the other birds. And so it has a real significance in you know, culturally, because it's the it signifies summer, and also that Thunderbird effigy or that Thunderbird motif figures really prominently in a lot of the Ojibwe ceremonies. And we also found other ceremonial lodges at this site, and so it made perfect sense. Plus, Jennifer found another Thunderbird effigy that was directly across from it that you wouldn't have seen otherwise in that tall grass.
Jennifer L. Hardy and Kate M. Ferris talked to Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums this morning about their work in North Dakota, researching a site uncovered last year. Their talk is part of the University of Arkansas's Department of Anthropology-sponsored Stigler Lecture Series, and will begin tonight at 6:30 in Giffel's Auditorium inside Old Main on the U of A campus. Their talk is free and open to the public. We'll hear more from their conversation on an upcoming edition of Ozarks at Large.